Morning. I am so just amazed at our God, how he weaves together each moment. And you all don't know, but everything that's been said this morning is in this message. And so you have already heard what God is trying to say. And he's just going to say it again. So lean forward. Lean forward. Tell him, I want this. I want this, okay? All right, so Barry asked me what was the title of my talk, and for the longest time, I didn't have a title because I'm just not, I don't think like that, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the title is, God is all up in it because he loves you. My vernacular, I know, but okay. So when we last saw Moses, God had caught his attention and was having a chat with him. So that was in Exodus chapter 3. Notice this is my Bible today. I'm like, whoa. So technology, here I go. I'm good. This is chapter 3, verse 7. So we're backtracking a little bit here. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Moses was happy until God told him that Moses was part of the rescue plan. Right? Sounds great. He's all concerned about their suffering, and he's concerned about this and that, and that's good. But it's that last little part. Moses is like, what? Okay. Moses has to face Pharaoh and the Israelites again. Remember, Moses has been in the desert 40 years, hiding from his past, his present, and his future. Verse 11 says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Remember what I did? Look at me now. Look what I did. I'm nobody. I can't bring the Israelites out of Egypt. What if no one remembers me? What if everyone remembers me? And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you all will worship me on this mountain. Being asked to face his past brought up all kinds of dread and memories of why Moses was hiding in the desert. God isn't only trying to save the Israelites. He wants to save Moses. God has heard Moses' cries. He's seen Moses' suffering. Even when Moses no longer remembers, doesn't even cry out anymore, maybe he's given up. 40 years is a long time. Have you ever been in hide mode like Moses? Hiding from past mistakes or sin. Hiding from present circumstances. Disengaged. Detached. Hiding from the future. Anxious, fearful. Paralyzed and unable to move forward or to dream about what could be. God sees your suffering and he hears your cries. He wants to rescue you also. He doesn't want you to be a slave to fear or to waste your life in hide mode. God promises he will be with you, even when he sends you to face your fears. When I was little, my mom had a boyfriend that was abusive. He lived with us, and he really got angry when the house, he considered it a mess. There's no trash in the trash cans. He did the white glove test, bounced the quarter on the bed. The furniture needed to be removed all the time, rearranged. That showed that you cared about the house, that you weren't lazy. If these things weren't done, then he would hit. Sometimes me, sometimes my sister, many times my mom. When we got away from this guy, I promised myself, I was 12 or 11, something like that, I am never gonna be around an angry person. Anger is bad. I grew up, God had me marry Barry, and Barry had a bad temper. The first years of our marriage, I began to compare Barry to my mom's boyfriend. And when he would get angry, I'd be like, he's crazy. He acts just like that guy. And that just kept happening over and over and over. Needless to say, we ended up in counseling. I was crying out to God, like, I'm going crazy. I need you to do something here. This marriage is whack. No. And God, the way that he moves, right? I went to counseling for my marriage, and God took me back to a place that I had promised I would never go back to. Didn't even really remember those vows. But that's our God. He will not leave us how we are, in slavery to fear, condemnation, lockdown. I didn't know that I had cut out a part of life that was so important, like emotions. So yeah, that's our God, to bring that to light. And he is faithful, because in the midst of regaining life, being able to know it's okay to cry, knowing that it's okay that people get angry in a healthy way, God delivered me. He saw my suffering when I was little. He saw the suffering of cutting my heart, hardening it, the things that make us alive. And he healed my marriage. He gave me to my husband as a whole person, more whole. And my husband was no longer being compared to a man who really was very sick. Barry was just asking, could you clean up a little bit around here? No. No, my gosh, I can't believe you want that. Whoa! You know, it's like, Barry's like, dang. I can't believe it. You're so crazy. So God saw his suffering, heard his cries. Yeah, that's our God, right? I was stuck in hide mode and didn't even know it. Didn't even know it. I had to face my past, renounce vows, get healing for trauma, engage my present, work on my marriage, let Barry be Barry, and not compare him to my mom's boyfriend, and not fear the future, to dare to believe that Barry and I could have a marriage we could both enjoy. Now, let's see if I can get this technology to work here. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they asked me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? Moses is thinking, how nice that you will be with me, but who are you? There were tons of gods in Egypt. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, that's Yahweh, L-O-R-D, capitalized is Yahweh. And Yahweh is the name, it's really a sentence, but we say, I am who I am. So God says, tell them the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. The name you shall call me from generation to generation. This name was given in Genesis 4:26. It says, people began worshiping the Lord, Yahweh, calling upon the name of the Lord. In Genesis 9, Noah uses this name. In Genesis 12, Abraham uses this name. In Genesis 26, Isaac uses this name. In Genesis 28, Jacob uses this name. And then there's no biblical record after Jacob of any of Abraham's descendants or Jacob's descendants using this name. Moses wants the reader to know that for generations, people had forgotten God's name. They know the stories, but they no longer worship God by name. They didn't know him. There's no such thing as a second generation Christian. We say things like, I come from six generations of Christians. That isn't true. If we don't have our own stories of walking with God, we don't really know him. The stories are important. They cause us to turn aside, to seek, to look. That burning bush was a reminder, right? A calling out. God said he called out to Moses. And Moses had to turn aside to come see what was up. And then to find out, this is the same God, Moses, that your father's supposed to worship. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All the Hebrews knew that's who we came from. They all knew that. But they didn't remember his name. God loves us and he wants to be involved in our lives. He says he wants to rescue, he wants to deliver, he wants to heal. He wants wholeness for us, even when we don't know that we need it. God is involved in our lives in some fun ways, some hard ways, beautiful ways, intense ways. But he wants to be involved, not for him alone, because he gets love out of it too, maybe, if we're any good at that, huh? But his desire is for us. One time when we were driving through the desert, our family was on a road trip. And our car broke down in the middle of the desert, of course. And it was super hot in the car, and it was super hot outside the car. And we're just like, how is this going to work? The car won't move. And we looked, we're like, we have some water in the car. We're like, when's it going to be dark? You know, trying to think, when is this coolness going to come? Or... So we worshiped, felt like we should worship, so we worshiped in the car. And then I felt like we were supposed to open the car door. Everybody in the car is like, no, no, that is not right. Do not open the car. The heat from outside is going to just make it worse. And I'm like, okay. So we worshiped some more, and whatever, and I felt again like we were supposed to open the car door. So I said, how about we just try it? Let's just open the door. And we could shut it really fast. So everybody was like, blah, blah, right? I opened the door. And the most amazing cool breeze came in. And we all just like, what? And we started laughing. It's just like praising God more. And then we said, well, try turning the car. See if it'll work. You know, turn and the car worked and we drove on. So, yeah, right? It's like, praise God. That was something like kind of, it was a little bit scary, a lot. But that's our God, right? He is so amazing. You just don't know what he cares about, except that he tells us. He cares about our suffering. He hears our cries. Give him the opportunity to work in your life. Give him the opportunity. Give him access to you that you might know this God. Moses didn't even know his name, but you who are here today are blessed. You have the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. God tells Moses, go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up out of your misery. Out of your misery in Egypt, into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. A land flowing with milk and honey. When God tries to get your attention, turn aside. Enter into the conversation. He loves you and wants to have relationship with you. He is who he is. He is on your side. He wants to make you whole. He will be with you, especially in the hard times, if you will allow him. He'll bring you up out of your misery into a land flowing with milk and honey. Let's pray. Glory to you, Lord God. Father, we praise you and thank you that you don't give up on us, that you know our needs better than we know ourselves. Help us. Help us to hear your voice, to turn aside, to want relationship with you, that we might know life and life abundantly. Bless each one here today. Take us deeper and further than we've ever gone before. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.